I've had quite a long chat with Steve Watkins, the coach, and also Richard Prime, the chairman, who was there on the day. And it was exactly the same thing, basically, as happened at Eastner, only the other way around. We were batting second, chasing a very gettable total in a reduced overs game, and total misfire. Nobody basically scored any runs. Liam Gwynn did very well at the start, tried to hold things together at the beginning, and unfortunately nobody stuck with him, and it just went from bad to worse, and we were all out for that. We just about struggled over 100 for the last two wickets for the selection of this team. We did think, well, there's nothing on it. Maybe this would be a chance to experiment a bit, give some of the younger players who haven't played so far a bit of a go. But in the end, I think we thought, no, we'd like to win this one. We obviously are going with exactly the same team, apart from the fact that Matt Pardo is unavailable. And Liam's going to captain the team. And Ben Stebbings, who's an old Herefordshire product, who's been around a bit and is captaining Shrewsbury in the Birmingham League this year. He's coming in, and he's not going to weaken the side at all. He's a top player. We're very keen to get Ben's input, really, into this team because he's local, and he's obviously very interested in helping to develop the local players. He's going to be helping us out with the second 11. Bringing him in, it doesn't weaken the side, and it adds an extra local element to it. So we'll be quite strong. And as I say, if our go-to players like David Ball and Peter Burgoyne, Liam himself. Liam's performed pretty well so far, and he's probably due a big score. If we can get some runs out of them in the middle order, then we stand a very good chance. I see that Shropshire have actually brought in a new fast bowler that they've acquired, a local lad from Middlesex, apparently, who probably doesn't even know where Shropshire is. And this, of course, is something that we've resisted doing and will continue to resist, because we want to try and give every opportunity to people who are products of the Herefordshire system where we can. And if not the Herefordshire system, then the other local systems that are available from our first class counties, Worcester and Gloucester. That's the route we're going down. We won't be importing people from the metropolis or from the great northeast or northwest. Nobody's going to be travelling any huge distance to play for us in the future, I'm afraid.